Its comedy is opioids during childbirth. They're administered in epidurals and during C-sections. Women are often sent home with a bottle of pills. For most women, it doesn't become a problem, but for mothers recovering from addiction, a pain-free childbirth isn't so simple. April Domboski from member station KQED explains.
Nicole VM says when she was in her early 20s, she made a lot of mistakes.
I was really sad and I didn't want to feel my feelings, and I turned to the most natural way I could find to cover that all up and started using drugs.
She got into opioids.
Prescription pills, heroin for a little bit of time.
Her family got her into treatment. Nicole had been sober for 9 years when she and her husband decided to have a baby. This was something she wanted to feel. She told her doctor if she needed an epidural, she didn't want any fentanyl in it. She didn't want to feel high.
Because I'd remembered seeing, like, other friends and stuff. They'd used it, and they were feeling good and stuff. And I didn't want that to be a part of my story.
Epidurals are usually a mix of two types of medications, a numbing agent and a painkiller, usually fentanyl. But addiction expert Dr. Kelly Pfeiffer says it's easy to formulate one without the fentanyl.
There's no medical reason why someone should be forced to be exposed to opioids if they don't want to.
Pfeiffer says there's another issue for women who are in active treatment for opioid addiction and taking methadone or Suboxone. Some other narcotics commonly used for pain during labor can immediately reverse the effects of those treatments.
And suddenly you're in the middle of labor, which is already painful, and now you're in the middle of the worst withdrawal of your life.
Control 2, Battalion 7's responding to Sutter Hospital area.
For Nicole VM, it was the worst wildfire in California history that interrupted her birth plan.
There was a ton of smoke in the hospital. Like, you could visibly see it outside and smell it.
She was in active labor when nurses said everybody had to evacuate. VM was transferred to another hospital 5 miles away, and the special instructions for her epidural got lost in the chaos.
And then when they went to change the drug, I saw the tube said fentanyl on it, and it was, and by that point I was starting to feel the itchies.
One of her familiar signs of starting to get high. Then VM needed a C-section, and doctors sent her home afterward with a bottle of Percocet, another opioid. Expert Kelly Pfeiffer says in a situation like this, ibuprofen would have been fine.
Any parent will tell you there's nothing more stressful than the first week of being a parent and having a baby and being in sleep deprivation. And here you have a little bottle of Vicodin that you used to turn to make you feel better when you're stressed.
First the fires, then the fentanyl in her epidural, then the Percocet. It was VM's first test, seeing how her sobriety and motherhood would line up.
I was okay. I was okay with it. It just was something that had happened.
She called a friend who's also in recovery and talked it all through. She said the Percocet could have sent her down a rabbit hole, but it didn't. She was fine leaving that behind.
You know, a lot of people metaphorically felt it as the baby coming out of the ashes, you know, the life coming from the ashes and stuff. And I feel that. I feel like it was a big time for our community and me personally to be reborn in some way, you know?
She says taking care of Adrian this past year has taught her how to take care of herself. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski in Santa Rosa.